a very worthy part of our culture comes from the Italian origins or Sicilian origins. St. Joseph's Day, which is a very festive occasion when Italian families set up altars with food and so on.
When is that?
It's in April. Early April, I believe. I don't know the exact date. Anyway, they set up this festive holiday, and they have a parade. The unfortunate part of all of this is that the leaders of this movement pay very little attention to the humble origins of the original Italians who came in here and who contributed to the culture, but instead they persist on talking about Michelangelo and Veronese and Titian and Leonardo and so on, all of which has about as much to do with New Orleans as Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart has to do with New Orleans and the German heritage in New Orleans. One other thing that the Italians did, they started small truck farms, many of them. They had been farmers in Sicily, and so they understood farming intuitively as someone, you know, peasant. And up around Kenna and down into Plaquemine Parish, they owned large, well, small truck farms, and all of the produce that came into New Orleans, into the French market, were brought in from, mainly from these small...
What crops, primarily?
Vegetables, eggplant, tomatoes, chives, green onions. Some people call them shallots. They're not really French shallots. They're green onions. You had some French and some Germans in truck farming. You also had vegetables like one that's not seen very much today in the grocery was leeks. Were very, very common here at one time. In fact, much of the area known as Gentilly was given over to huge leek, you know, acres of leeks growing and so on.
That's a type of onion?
It's a form of onion, a very mild onion that you make a soup out of and so on, or you can eat as a vegetable. Eggplant, cauliflower, tomato, parsley, celery. These are staples of New Orleans Creole cooking. They were raised here in great amounts, most of them probably coming from St. Bernard and from up around Kenna, above the city. These small truck farms, that many of which were owned by Italians, some French owned them and some Germans also. You had large dairy farms in the back of the city, back of town and up toward what is now Tulane University and Napoleon Avenue and so on, all through the uptown section. There were just sort of pastures, swampy pastures where dairy cows were herded. These were sometimes owned by Germans, French. I don't think many Italians went into dairy farming, but there are quite a few French and Germans who did that.
Is there any farming in this parish now, or is it all urbanized?
It's urbanized. There's no... You would still find it in St. Bernard Parish. You'll find large sections of St. Bernard Parish, probably mainly either Creoles or Italian Creoles or whatever down in there, running most of those small truck farms or larger truck farms. You'd have to go pretty far north of the city to find any. You don't find that farming north of the city very much anymore.
You haven't used the term Cajun. When you use that, is it strictly Acadian French that you would refer to?